Student Samuel Green, who was seeking re-election as student council president, said he was struck by the craziness of the situation. "It was nuts," said Green. "The competition was supposed to be all about pushing each other to be the best at raising money for our school, and we'd lost sight of that in a big way." Green then approached his rival, Daniel Molina, who agreed. With their leaders now unified, volunteers worked quickly to combine the two car washes into one. Soon, cars were lined up for a wash and rinse from the budget brigade, then directed to the Cutback Coalition's dry and polish station. Principal Torres spoke to volunteers as they closed up shop, declaring the competition officially over. He praised the efforts of both teams, singling out those members who worked to build unity at the end. Torres then announced that, because of their leadership, both Green and Molina had earned the job as student representatives on the town council's budget committee. Select person Nancy Pilecki, who pledged to continue the fight at town hall for vital school services, followed Torres. "You took matters into your own hands," she said. "We could learn from your example." Poster. Put Molina and Green on the scene. Endorse the team ticket. Danny Molina for president, Sam Green for vice president. We'll work together to keep Grove Hill Middle School a shining gem. Vote. Student Council elections, Wednesday, June 5th.